They're going to have to be plucky if they want to get out of here with a W against Western. They came out a win in their last game over Flint Southwestern. I'm unfamiliar with that program, admittedly. 57-48 win though for Pinckney in that game. But before that, they had lost 9 straight.
Yeah, you know, I talked to their coach and said, boy, you look youthful and you don't look big. And I said, so I'm guessing we're going to see some up-tempo stuff. And he said, well, with their inexperience, they're going to try to play fast defensively, but on the offensive end, they're going to see if they can't grind out some possessions and try to make Western work. So it'll be an interesting battle.
And some noteworthy games. I guess we like to look at common opponents, or at least teams we're familiar with. Pinckney did lose to Northwest 64-48. They've lost to Grass Lake 73-41, and Chelsea beat them 71-37 earlier in the year too. So just a note of some of those teams that we're familiar with or that we might see in this district. So that's something to note, I suppose, about Pinckney. But we're going to go in the, I don't want to say Western's definitely going to win or anything like that. They are a heavy favorite though. And they're going to have a little bit bigger cheering section, it looks like. Not a lot of Pinckney fans making the much longer drive than it is to get out here from Western High School.
Maybe in the words of Bill Murray and Stripes, they're pacing themselves, Sergeant. They're saving the best for last.
Well, let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups to get us closer to tip-off. Just game one of a fun tournament here at Columbia Central High School with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes back in 3 minutes on WKHM.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators, and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Andy Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame, brought to you by Columbia School District. The Golden Eagles out here. You know what? They have had a great year in the boys' basketball. Girls' basketball team's doing pretty well. Columbia Central graduate Zoe Baum starring over there at Jackson College. And Columbia Central, we actually have a broadcast coming up with their robotics competition, too. So if you're interested in the robotics program or the athletics out here at Columbia Central, that's one good reason to come out to the school. But another good reason, of course, is the academics, which they do great out here, too.
I hope I'm not there for that to analyze it, because I don't think I'm going to be much of help on that.
Robotics play-by-play? Yeah. I think it actually would be really fun. We've seen some of those robotics out at a couple of events, and it really is impressive the engineering feats that these kids engage in. So thanks to Columbia Schools sponsoring the tournament here at Columbia Central High School, and plenty of other sponsors on the game as well to say thank you to. And of course, I've already finished up my Bucked Up Energy Miami flavor today, so I'm energized and ready to go for this game. Elsewhere, by the way, we got our first postseason final from the boys tournament, as Napoleon eliminates East Jackson 50-41 over in Game 1 on 95.9 The Power Cow. They're ramping up for Game 2 over there, which is Hanover Horton and Vander Cook Lake. Meanwhile, we got to get our game started. And, Brian, let's look at the starting lineups.
Well, let's take a look at the Pinckney Pirates. They are starting one junior and four seniors today. And the lone junior is the silky smooth lefty, Owen Zilka. And then their seniors include Jacob Miner, Owen Turner, Xander Barbie, and Drake Anderson.
All right. We don't know. This late in the season, we don't always end up seeing teams that we haven't seen yet this year. I'll be interested to see how Pinckney plays. Of course, like we've been doing the eye test and the record test and all those things on paper, Western a big favorite, but you never really know until they start playing. How about for the Panthers, though?
Well, the Panthers are also going to start four seniors and a junior. The lone junior is going to be big man Justin Jones in the middle, and then the seniors will include DJ Van Riper, Maverick Hammond, Sutton Johnston, and Cody Spitzer.
Of course, we feel like the team goes as Maverick Hammond goes. In that matchup, they lost to Michigan Center. The Cardinals were able to kind of clamp him down and make everything he did tough. He still had some points. He still had some moments. Will he be able to pull that off here tonight, or is that the game plan for Pinckney to kind of lock him down? But you mentioned the junior Justin Jones. That's the advantage that Western really has in this game between Jones and Harrington and a couple other guys. They have a lot more length than Pinckney does, and we'll see if they're able to exploit that.
Yeah, what are we getting Justin Jones at 6'8", 6'9", somewhere in there? That's what we're told. And, you know, the more I see Western, too, the more I really like the athleticism and the things that, like, DJ Van Riper does. Mm. He's just a tough guy out there. We're watching him warm-ups, him at 5'10", throw it down with two hands, so he's got some athleticism. And Sutton Johnston, Coach C.J. Johnson at J.C.'s son, who he just does seem, you know, like typical coach's son, does everything correct. And, I think there's more to this team than just Maverick Hammond.
No doubt about that. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. When we come back, we'll tip it up. Game one of our coverage of the Division II MHSAA Boys Basketball District Tournament. Back in 3 minutes on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the Columbia Central Schools pregame show almost over here. We're getting the starting lineups introduced here on the floor, and we'll be just ready to tip it up here in a moment. Other games going on right now, Jackson and Northwest tonight at Holt. That's going to be an interesting matchup. Meanwhile, Leslie is taking on Springport over at Dansville. We got Manchester taking on Blissfield tonight over at Ottawa Lake. And Hudson, the host school, Addison and Sand Creek. And as we mentioned earlier, Napoleon 50-41 winners over East Jackson in game one in that doubleheader over on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Revenge game for Napoleon. And EJ got him first time, right?
At least once, yeah. We're ready to tip it up here. And, of course, Jones will get into the circle at about 6'7", 6'8". An athletic 6'7", with some lankiness to him. And he'll jump it up against Drake Anderson, the senior center for the Pirates of Pinckney. Pinckney taps it back, wins it. And is Zilka right into action. The lefty hands it off at the top. Sliding to the right wing, and now drive into the elbow area. From there, lost the dribble. Gets it back, but we're going to get a tie-up call. So Van Riper and Owen Turner tied up immediately, and the Panthers will get the basketball.
That was kind of a funny one because I think the ref blew the whistle, realized there was no foul, and just kind of had to call a jump, even though they both had it for a tenth of a second.
Just a heartbeat, yeah. Spitzer gets things going for the Panthers now from the top. Looks like a 2-3 zone for the Pirates to start. Right wing for Van Riper, swinging around left side. Maverick Hammond will take a deep three and knock it down. You get him going early, and that's going to be a good sign for the Panthers, leading 3-0 here. It's just underway in the first quarter. First quarter of action brought to you by Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry, supporting the Western Panthers with us on the radio a lot of times. There's a little drive and floater in the lane from Xander Barbie. Missed. Rebound, though, and put back for Jacob Miner, and the Pirates are on the board. It's 3-2 Western.
There's that scrappiness on display, hanging around, making a nice steal.
They go right side for Hammond. He takes another quick triple. This time it's missed and rebounded by the Pirates. Zilka around the defense. Backs it out to the top of the key. Spot up triple there. Offside rim. Rebound. Jones will pull it out of there for the Panthers. Missed three by Barbie. And trying to run the break was Van Riper. And it's the pass goes outside of his hands, outside of his reach, out of bounds. And Pinckney will get it back. 3-2. The Pirates trail the Panthers here just early. 6:50 to play first quarter. Zilka on the dribble move, and Van Riper knocks it away. Picked up by Spitzer, and he's going to try to take it in. Looks like he was trying to feed across the lane to Hammond. Gets fouled and should be on the floor.
Yeah, that was kind of a tough one there on Zilka.
They're going to shoot free throws here. He didn't make any effort to shoot that. It didn't even look like he was going to try.
Spitzer was definitely just throwing a wraparound pass and actually hit Zilkov with his own arm. Not sure what's going on here.
Spitzer knocks down the first free throw, and it's 4-2 Panthers with 6:38 to play. We're in the first quarter at Columbia Central High School. Columbia Central, our pregame sponsor.
Since there's not too many people from Pinckney probably listening, Western fans listening, be happy about that call.
Yeah.
We got Spitzer to the line.
Split the pair there, 4-2. Early here. And Pinckney with the ball on the wing. Barbie gets a screen, goes to the left side from the wing into the corner. Open look for a triple is long. That's just Jacob Miner taking that shot. But Pinckney, another offensive rebound. Dribbled off of Johnston's foot. Picking up the loose ball is Owen Turner, and he bounced it. They're going to call for travel. You go down to the knees, they don't really let you stand back up. We'll get a timeout here early. So 6:13 to go, our first timeout. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. 4-2 Panthers on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. News Talk
970 AM. Western timeout early, 6:07 to go, and the starter's still on the floor. Skip past the Spitzer at the top. Swings it right side, Van Riper into the free throw line area. Gives it to Hammond on the other wing. He skips it across to Spitzer. Pump fakes the three to Johnston for the jumper on the baseline. And Sutton Johnston knocks down that 13-footer.
Great ball movement there. Yeah. Everybody got a touch for Western.
Ball didn't hit the ground. They just moved it right around. That was a useful timeout for Coach Moffitt. Drive baseline and skip pass to Owen, and he's going to miss it. But the Pirates have gotten a lot of offensive rebounds so far. There's a good follow by Jones. Van Riper with a fast break move to the basket. Jones follows up the miss with a tip, and it's 8-2 Panthers.
That's the thing. Van Riper just had to get that up on the glass. Let Jones do the cleanup.
Miner drive. Skips it out to Barbie. Back to the top for Zilka. Now right wing for Turner. Off the screen at the top. Miner pump fakes. Dribble drive into the elbow. Backs it back out. Barbie dribbles left side. And ends up with Miner again at the top. Starts backing it in. Into the corner. There's an open look for Barbie, and that looked like it was going to fall. Rebounded by Sutton Johnston. Gives it up to Spitzer into the corner for Hammond. He'll take another quick triple, and that one goes. 11-2, and we had a timeout from the Pinckney bench. It's a full timeout for them. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. 4:40 to play first quarter, 11-2 Panthers here on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
37 to play after the timeout for Pinckney. Zilka makes move into the elbow, backs out to Barbie, pumps, drives baseline. stuck there. Hammond knocks it out of his hands, out of bounds. Pinckney retains possession.
Well, we said Pinckney needs to be scrappy to be in this game. They're also going to have to knock down a couple threes. Right now, 0 for 7 from the three-point line.
Barbie takes the inbound pass. Pump fakes a triple. Fakes a jumper, and we get it into the lane for the big man. Little pump fake jump hook. Goes for Anderson and fouled on the play. So a chance of the old-fashioned three-pointer here, Brian, with a free throw make. 11-4, Pinckney with a nice play there. That really was well executed. Got a little step, and Jones had to come over and help, and that left Anderson open. Missed the free throw, though. Ran Riper the other way. Jump stop. Elevation in the paint. And gets it to go. 13-4. So just after what felt like maybe Pinckney chance to go on a little run. And it's answered by the Panthers. Miner drives. Gets a step. Awkward running scoop. And he's going to get fouled. I don't know if that's something he has in his arsenal. The kind of like on the run, fade away, underhand finger roll. Yeah,
he doesn't.
He got it up there.
I'm going to save you the trouble. That is not in his arsenal. But that free throw stroke looked good.
Gets that one to hit. And it's 13-5. First substitution for the Panthers. Going to get Willis into the game. Jaden Willis plays the point guard position for the Panthers. 13-6 after the free throw trip there for Miner. Willis backs it out toward the big CC logo at center court. Lost the dribble out there. A little too casual. Now nearly turns it over. Barbie tries to get that turnover. Johnson going to attack, though. You reach, I teach. Pull up free throw line. Jumper for Sutton Johnston. Makes him pay. And it's 15-6 Panthers.
You kind of mistakenly called him Cooper earlier, but that jumper looks like Cooper, like Big Brother.
I don't know. He might be better at that shot than his big bro.
He's better than his dad. I know that.
Move into the paint. And gosh, a little lean in there by Owen Turner. Missed the shot and rebounded by Western. Another triple for Hammond attempt anyway. Turner will get the rebound. Good job to hold off Sutton Johnston. They give it up to Barbie. He's going to go baseline. Stops. Leans in, now backs it out, and it'll go to Zilka at the top for a reset. He goes off the dribble with the left hand into the paint. Backs it out for a triple from Turner, and that's going to be short. Another offensive rebound. No, batted away, and Hammond will pull it out for the Panthers. 15-6, they lead. 2:38 to go first quarter. They get it to Jones on the break. And challenged down there by Anderson. Misses the layup and rebounded by the Pirates.
Think Jones was trying to flush that one?
If he wasn't, he should have. Miner takes a set baseline past Willis. Backs it out to Turner for the Pirates. High post for Anderson. Swings it into the corner. And then goes to set a screen at pump fake Barbie. And he'll try to pull up after one dribble. Batted away by Hammond. And loose ball grabbed by Willis. Panthers back on offense. Hand off to Van Riper on the wing. Now to the top for Hammond. He's going to dribble in. Takes a couple steps, flings up a running hook. Bailed out on with a foul call there, and that'll send him to the free throw line. Hammond toes the stripe.
Hammond, I'm going to give him credit and say that he knew he was getting fouled, so he threw that shot up as opposed to just a bad shot.
That was his plan, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think he... I'm going to, you know, he's a good ball player. He's a senior. I feel like he knew he was getting that contact, so he got it up. If that's the case, very heady play.
I believe you're right. He got a step and put the pressure on the defense. We're going to get a substitution here, a round of substitutions for Pinckney. Looks like four fresh guys, although they're going to make Prince Hayes take his undershirt off.
I'm not sure what's going on. Did he have an illegal color?
Anyways, he'll have to go check back in after this free throw make by Hammond. Called it.
Yeah. The funny thing, I even had it in the book already as a make.
17-6, Panthers lead it here over the Pirates with 2:02 to play. Free throws throughout the tournament brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Furnace maybe not kicking on as many times in the next couple days with temps in the 40s, but now's as good time as any to have a furnace repaired. Van Riper picks up off a pass at the top of the key and takes it all the way to the rim. I was hoping he might try to give us a flush on that one.
I think he was thinking about it, but a Pinkney guy was coming. He had to get that in.
Wise that he went for the make instead of the highlight. Prince Hayes into the game. Goes off the dribble against Willis. Has it knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay Pinkney basketball. Barbie's going to come out. And into the game for Pinkney, Charlie Austin, sophomore. Driving from the corner is Sawyer Gorman, a junior, and he's going to lose it. We get a tie-up. No, Maverick Hammond able to take it away. After that quick tie-up call on the first possession, that one, they let that go a little longer. Hammond gets a step on Hayes, skips it away. Looking into the corner for his teammate, Chance Pangborn, but threw it to the cameraman sitting here in front of us, actually, and he didn't make the catch.
Yeah, he had both hands on camera. I don't blame him.
That's a large lens, too, he's sporting there. Minute 9 to play first quarter, 19-6, all Panthers here in the early going. Living up to the numbers, and there's a quick triple up for Sawyer Gorman as a miss. Off the dribble on the run out. Van Riper pulls up and hits. 21-6 Western Panthers.
Saying I liked his game. He's making me look good right now because he's looked great. Whoa.
Zilko with a runner. Just had to kind of get it away, and it was a laser off the backboard and goes in. 8-21. And now a steal by Zilko off a little too difficult pass attempt by Hammond. Zilko's got it at the top of the key for the Pirates. Swings it right side. We get a drive from there and a pull-up on the run. Block attempt by Van Riper is going to commit a foul. So with 18.3 seconds to go in the first quarter and a 21-8 lead, that's going to send Charlie Austin to the free throw line.
Charlie Austin, one of those guys that we said they looked youthful, and he is just a sophomore. And I think Van Riper's eyes were lighting up thinking he was going to send that one into the wall. Just got a piece of hand, though, too.
And Charlie Austin hits the free throw. Yeah, Charlie Austin looks like he's a sophomore and perhaps younger.
Yeah, there's youthfulness to that look.
And
unlike us, although you look pretty good for your age.
And I can't say, when I was a sophomore, I probably looked exactly like him. He might be a little more buff than I was, to be honest. Willis at the top, 21-9 lead for his Panthers after Austin splits the pair. Triple goes up from the corner and is knocked down by Van Riper. Make it 24-9? They didn't update the score yet. I know Matt Jarko's got that on lockdown over there, the official scorekeeper. 24-9 is where we ended after one. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
24-9, our first quarter of the game brought to you by Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry. Our second quarter, also brought to you by Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry. Glad to have them him on board for the game. And you know what? I love going to the dentist, Brian. I do. I know we've disputed that before, but
that's so weird to me, but
there's this turnover by the Panthers, or for them, by the Pirates, taken away by the Panthers. Chance Pangborn, getting that steal. Willis dribbling over into the wing to the top for Van Riper. He goes right off the dribble. Quick step against Zilka. Couldn't finish at the basket. Battle for the rebound, and Harrington and Anderson going to tie that one up, and the jump ball arrow is going to stick with the Panthers end of the floor where we are now. Panthers in their white jerseys with the burgundy numbers and some gold trim on the sides. Pinckney in their black uniforms with the red and white numbers.
Steve, I see the Western small student section, but also I see over there Michigan Center coaching staff, Ray Hall, Corey McCabe, Travis Gaddy. I'll tell you what, DJ Van Riper has them reaching for their notebooks right now, and there's another new problem for them to worry about.
What an inbound right to Jones, right in front of the rim, and he again puts it through softly. I wanted a yoke. We'll see. 26-9, maybe a little later on we'll get one of those to be a dunk attempt.
I'm going to tell Jones, if he wants to get in your good graces, he's got to throw one down.
Throw it down, big man. Throw it down, to quote Bill Walton. Rest in peace. That's Barbie making a move into the free throw line area. Reverse pivots. Finds himself open long enough to get a jumper up. In 26-11, we get Pinckney into double figures. And now a near steal. Willis gets the loose ball. Knocked away from him again. Barbie picking up the pass. Looking to run. They got two on one. Barbie fakes it to his teammate. Shoots it himself. Doesn't get it. Rebound no good either. And now cleared out by Maverick Hammond. And he's got to step on everybody. Drifts through traffic. And that one he certainly threw up after he knew he had contact. I don't know if they'll count that on the shot. Hammond was coming up the left side, and he shifted all the way across the other side of the lane, assuming that he wanted to go to his strong hand and finish that way, but no chance to do it with the foul called.
I didn't catch who they gave that one to. This scoreboard's not going to help us out any with no numbers, but we'll just give it mystery foul.
Hammond will inbound it from the baseline for the Panthers. Drops it into Sutton Johnston outside of the arc. He hands it off to Spitzer, who scoops it to Hammond on the right wing. Dribbles down into the corner. Now goes baseline. Skips it across. Open Johnston in the corner for three. Short. Good box out and rebound by Prince Hayes for the Pirates. Gives it up to Zilka running the floor now for Pinckney. Picks it up to the top for Barbie. He'll take it in for a three-pointer, and that one's going to fall.
First Pinckney three.
Yeah. Cuts the lead to 12. 6:13 to play first half. Pinckney a little bit of token pressure on the inbound. But they get it down to Jones, and that's where you see that height advantage. Jones down close. Prince Hayes went up to challenge him. Can't block the shot. Jones scores it and draws the foul. So they'll have a chance at a three-point play from the stripe for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yeah, without Drake Anderson in there for Pinckney, really their only height. You know, Jones could have a field day in there. Western just needs to be a little patient and get him the ball like that. That was a nice dish by Van Riper.
Jones at the stripe now, and as you mentioned, Anderson back onto the floor. Couple times they've gotten beaten down low. Missed the free throw, rebounded by Barbie. Gets it up the floor to Zilka from the left wing. Looks to drive from there, picks it up back to the basket, scoops it out to Miner. He's going to dribble across the top. Now he starts to back it in against Spitzer. Skips it across. Turner makes a dribble move to Anderson at the high post. Backs it off to Barbie for another triple, and that was halfway down. Rattles out. Rebound to Jones. Here come the Panthers. Spitzer slows it down for Western. Doubling up Pinckney right now, 28-14. We got 5.5 to play till the halftime break in the second quarter, brought to you by Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry. Into the corner, Maverick Hammond open for three. No. He's got a couple of them already this game. That one didn't fall. Pirates rebound and turn it up the floor. Left side, Turner. He drives, missed it. Too strong. Rebound to Jones. Hammond coming to the right wing. Skips it across to Willis. Pass a little too high. Looks like it maybe tipped. Pinckney has done a good job of getting into those passing lanes and making those passes tough. And that one got a little too high for Willis. He's not real long anyway, but it goes out of bounds, and Pinckney creates a turnover.
That's about four times. I don't want to call them lazy passes, just maybe ill-advised passes.
Fake it to make it a little bit here. Maybe that's a little bit of you got off to a big lead, maybe taking Pinckney for granted a little. They won't do that many more times. Coach Moffitt will let them know about that. Zilka weaving a little with Barbie. Now he's going to drive steps back at the free throw line. Knocks down the J. Barbie trying to get that jumper going. Cuts it back to 12. 28-16 with 4.5 to play till the halftime break. Maverick Hammond has it out near midcourt.
That's 7 now for Xander Barbie.
Works across to the top, high post for Jones. He comes all the way beyond the arc. Gives up to Willis right of the circle. Down low, Spitzer on a cut. Gets in deep. Looked like he got hammered. No call. Or we'll say it was a block by Anderson. Either way, Pinckney's got in the half court. Barbie gets the space for a three. No. Spitzer rebounds. Looks up the floor. Van Riper's got a step. He's going to penetrate. Oh, toss in the alley-oop for Jones. I'll tell you what, wasn't even that close, but I love it anyway. Zilka into the lane. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. No good. Anderson rebounds. His putback is good. Ends up being a four-point swing, and 18-28. Pinckney pulls within 10 with 3:50 to play till halftime. And if you're the Pinckney bench, you got to love this. Can you get it a little closer with time running down in the half?
Yeah, 9-5 right now in the second quarter. Pinckney.
Jones makes a move from the high post. Gets in deep. Backs it out to Spitzer. And he'll kind of reset at the top for the Panthers. Now looks to drive from there. Gets into double team in the corner. Hammond sets his feet. Fires a three and gets it to go.
And Hammond gets those dogs ready. He's tough.
And he does. He sets them quick, too. That's a muscle memory there to get those feet how he likes them. And near turnover out at the top for Pinckney, trailing 31-18. Miner looking for Turner. Hammond denying. Now Turner gets it across the top, drives on Spitzer, gets in, scoops it around Jones. Too strong. Rebounded by Spitzer. We get a reach in on Turner and a foul call. I think that's going to be on. That is who it is against, Owen Turner for Pinckney. 31-18 now. Pirates trail the Panthers here, and we got just about 3 minutes till the halftime break.
Yep. Again, Pinckney, you know, it's on paper. They're trying to pull off an upset here, and if you're going to do that, you got to do the little things and take care of the ball, and no foolish fouls way down on that side of the floor. You know, like,
yep.
Things all have to go correctly, things that are in your control.
Maverick Hammond coming up the middle of the floor for the Panthers. Now works to the right side. Clears Van Riper out of there. Gets a screen from Johnson. Goes the other way. Runner, no good. Rebound is going to go off of Miner, I think. And out of bounds.
Yeah, Jones did a good job selling that. I think his big paw might have knocked that out of bounds, but he instantly said that it was off Pinckney, and the ref agreed with
it. It looks clear to me that it was off the Pinckney player. Yep. Hammond coming up a screen in the corner. Pump fakes a three. Now moves to the right. Sets the feet and drills it. Maverick Hammond having a day. 34-18. He pushes the Panthers' lead back out to 16 with 2.5 to play in the first half. Pump fake and drive Barbie on the other end for Pinckney. And he got too far behind the glass. Knocked out of bounds by Jones. Out of the air, but we'll call it a block. That's the advantage of that length, too. He didn't even really have to leave his feet.
We're at the 2:28 mark at the second quarter. Maverick Hammond already with four threes and a pair of free throws.
Inbound goes to Turner for Pinckney. Zilka swings around Miner into the corner for Barbie. And he's going to get it out of there. Miner to the top. Hands off to Zilka. Fumbled. Recovered. Barbie draws baseline. Pull up off the dribble. Too strong. Rebound. Good box out by Jones. Hammond gets the loose ball. And Van Riper out ahead of everyone. He's going to go up for the two-handed block.
There you go.
That's the athleticism there. 36-18 now, doubling them up. Lead was just 10 moments ago, and now a run by the Panthers. Willis with another steal in the layup, fast break style. Missed it, but rebounded by Hammond. And a full timeout from the Pinckney bench. 10-0 run for the Panthers, 38-18. Let's take a 60-second break. Minute 52 to play, and the Panthers lead it on WKHM. 60-second break.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Anderson gets down to the paint, double team, and Willis gets in there and strips it away. Had to go down to the floor to get it, clears it to Hammond, and the Panthers get the turnover. Not what you want out of the timeout if you're Pinckney.
Well, that's the third time that Western Panthers have just been stronger than Pinckney, too.
Van Riper gets a step from the wing, gets in the lane, kind of forced that a little bit. Missed shot, rebounded by the Pirates. Barbie the other way, gets it up to Turner. He's going to drive. Gets down into the basket. Double team comes from Jones, scoops it to Anderson. His power dribble goes awry. And again, turnover recovered by the Panthers. Hammond from the top. Against Hayes, goes right side. Now gets a step into the big man, and that's blocked away by Anderson. Hayes picking up the loose ball, stepped on the end line. And so Pinckney will give it back to the Panthers, but a nice play by Anderson to swat that Maverick Hammond attempt away.
It was a nice call by the official, too. I kind of take credit for his extra sharpness. He came by and grabbed one of our chocolate-covered peanuts that we're enjoying.
He knows where the snacks are. Now, but about come Wednesday, inbound to Hammond and a triple, and he hits it. But come Wednesday, if these same officials are back, he's going to be over here sniffing around looking for more treats.
It's like we fed a bear.
41-18, Zilka swings it left side for Hayes for the Pirates. Off the dribble, into the elbow area, backs it out. Barbie's going to drive, and that'll be a foul call. Blocking foul, rewarding Barbie for the drive attempt, and we'll inbound it from the baseline for Pinckney with 35.1 left. Again, 41-18. It was as close as 10, and then Western just opened up the floodgates. Had 24 in the first quarter, totaling 41. Now Zilka has to go up high to catch this inbound pass. Now going to work against Van Riper, skips it out to Barbie. He pumps from the top left side for Turner. Gets a step baseline. Goes through the lane, out to Prince Hayes. Maybe got away with a walk there. Into the paint, and he's going to lose it. Doesn't get away with much as Van Riper runs. 14 seconds. Good defense by Zilka to force a tough shot, and he gets the loose ball, turns it the other way for the Pirates. Turner gets into the air. Swatted by Jones. Sutton Johnson with the loose ball. 1-0. No buzzer. Hammond thought he was going to hit one from just beyond half court. Instead, it falls harmlessly. I was looking for a nice buzzer sound out of these high-tech scoreboards at Columbia Central. No such luck.
At best, it was a little whimpering noise.
Yeah. Someone should have at least shouted buzzer. 41-18, our score here at the halftime. Let's take a three-minute commercial break, and we'll look at the numbers from the first half. Again, Western leads at 41-18 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Winter is here and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, 18 for Pinckney, 41 for the Western Panthers. Well on their way to making us look like we knew what we were talking about at the beginning, saying they were going to be heavy favorites, and they've gone out and executed very well. To game plan, I can't imagine them having hoped for a better first half than that. Not a lot of mistakes. Shot the ball well, ran the plays, and they hope get out of here with a win and get into the next round.
Yeah, we always talk about coaches always looking for something so that they can still say. And I say, I guess the one thing is maybe we did mention a couple of those passes.
Yeah.
Again, maybe sloppy. Again, I didn't want to call it lazy, but just something that gave Pinckney to get their hands on the ball a few too many times. But we're nitpicking when we're just looking for anything, because that was excellent offense and defensive performance by the Western Panthers.
Couple of possessions where they just moved the ball. Awesome. Didn't touch the floor. They got it around to everybody's hands, and they end up with an open layup or an open jumper. You know, that's when they're at their best, and I think Coach Moffitt's probably going to look to this game at some point and say, hey, why can't we do this? Let's do this every time. And they're going to need to share the basketball against Michigan Center if they do indeed move on to the next round. And it's tough to overcome a deficit that's larger than your point total for one half of basketball. You know, not only do you have to score more points than you did in the first half, you have to stop them from scoring anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's a daunting task if you're Pinckney in the locker room, but what do you point to and say we did well? They did a good job pounding the offensive glass a little bit. I think they had a few offensive rebounds. Other than that, it's just overmatched. Not that they did anything particularly bad. They're just overmatched tonight.
The youth is showing up. We'll be nice and say it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about let's get the numbers real quick here.
Well, Xander Barbie for Pinckney did have about a 2.5-minute stretch where he scored 7 points. Unfortunately, those are the 7 he finished with.
Yeah.
And leading the way for Pinckney, Jacob Miner had 4, Charlie Austin with 1, Owen Zilka with 2, and the Drake Anderson with 4. Love the Drake.
Young Tyler Childers, Drake Anderson.
Okay. Yeah.
How about for the Panthers?
Well, for the Panthers, we had Cody Spitzler with 1, Justin Jones with 6, where we have Sutton Johnston with 4, DJ Van Riper had 11, and Maverick Hammond with 19. And truthfully, Steve, you look out there, and all of them kind of, you know, we talked about the roles before the game. They all really played to the role.
Yeah.
DJ Van Riper was very athletic, including a little two-footed dunk and some steals. Maverick knocking down threes, including 5 of them. Sutton Johnston knocking his couple open looks down. And Justin Jones cleaning up the boards with 6 points and a handful of rebounds, too.
Yeah, it got to a point there in the second quarter for Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry, where I feel like 4 or 5 trips in a row, somebody from Pinckney shot, and the call was rebounded by Justin Jones. You know, he's going down there and doing that, being big, and that's what you need him to do, be that guy, especially in a game like this where you got a big length matchup advantage. The big guy, you need to go down there, foul through, do your fundamentals, box out, but use that at height advantage so that they don't get second chances, and you can salt this away and finish this game off early here in the second half and start thinking about what you're going to do to revenge that loss against Michigan Center.
Yeah, and Steve Cody Spitzer, too, I want to mention him as well, because even though 1 point, he's out there doing what he's supposed to do. He's getting the ball, and he's not getting it stuck by dribbling too much. He's getting the ball to Hammond and Van Riper, and, you know, again, that's his role.
Yeah.
All of them playing to their roles, that's for sure.
Well, let's take a 2-minute break here on the halftime. When we come back, we'll get the second half started. Big lead for the Panthers, 41-18 over the Pinckney Pirates on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes, 41-18 our score. There's the buzzer. I heard it that time as we're getting ready to start the second half. Our first half, really first and second quarter, brought to you by Tim Chapel, DDS Dentistry. He's out supporting the Western Panthers and on their pursuit of a district championship. It's going to be a tough road, but if you can start it off with a 41-18 first half, I think that's how you want to do it. If Pinckney has any hopes of coming back, Brian, where do you start?
I had some sarcastic remarks, but they got to, for one thing, they got to make some threes. They were probably like 1 for 20 in the first half. They need to make that about 15 for 20.
Barbie gives to Turner. He makes a drive. Drake Anderson, offensive rebound. And then big wide step, and he cut the end line. And that's one where if you're 6'5", Drake Anderson, and you grab that offensive rebound under the gush, you got to put that right back up. Spitzer getting a little pressure here, and that's something you'll expect to see from Pinckney is maybe some trapping, maybe some steal attempts, a little more aggressive in the passing lanes just to see what you can do to get stops and maybe some buckets.
Yeah, the problem with that is, and you're right, they got to try something. They're so small, you know, you put that pressure on them, and Western's pretty adept at handling that pressure. It's going to be a layup drill, I think, if Pinckney does try to get out there and get after too much out top.
Spitzer from the left wing to the top for Hammond. Hammond moves right side, pulls up on the baseline, gets the jumper to fall and draws a foul. That was Miner in Maverick Hammond's breadbasket. He still makes the jumper.
Yeah, and, you know, he was all over him. And, again, that just looked like a case of, Hammond's a big guy, and he's a senior. And that just looked like a case of somebody picking on his little brother.
Missed the free throw, rebounded by Anderson. Pinckney coming up the left sideline is Zilka. Now moves into the middle of the floor. Hands off there to Barbie. Almost a weave, but not quite. Turner catches on the wing, makes a move to the basket. Pump fakes, gets in the air, has it blocked. And you've got Harrington and Jones out there together. And that's tough to go down there with those, both of those over 6'6". And you're Turner, and you're probably measuring in at about 6'1", maybe.
Those guys did a good job of just being vertical and not bringing their hands down. Textbook defense.
Spitzer gets it over the timeline for the Panthers, calling for Harrington to come get it. Now goes right wing for Hammond. Skip pass to the top for Spitzer. Left wing Harrington looking for Jones on the block. Gets it. Back out to Harrington. He'll spot up for triple. Nothing but net. I didn't know that was part of the game for Eli Harrington, but he drills it. It's 46-18.
He looked confident.
Answer on the other end for Barbie. And it's 46-21. 6-1 to go third quarter. Spitzer dribbling through traffic, gets into the corner for Ren Riper, and he'll knock down a triple. Hit 11 in the first half. Add three more, and 49-21 our score.
I'll give you a total here in a minute, but that's a lot of three-pointers made by the Panthers today.
Miner backing it in, scoops it out to Turner. He gets a step into the paint. There's those two big guys. Turner splits the arms there, gets it off the window, but it still falls off a little strong. And Western the other way. Van Riper catches and fires immediately on a triple. Misses it, but there's Jones for the rebound and put back. And again, the length for Western right now is a big difference maker.
Steve, that's 8 three-pointers total for the Panthers.
51-21 lead as a result. 5.5 to play in the third. And if Pinckney was entertaining a comeback, Western kind of took that thought away pretty quick. And a drive from Barbie's going to have it knocked away. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Pinckney basketball.
You mentioned that, Steve. I'm sure that's what Coach John Moffitt's message to his Panthers were. Like, let's not give them any reason to believe they can be in this game.
Miner taking his time, has to float it in. Hammond with a near interception near midcourt. Now takes it away from Barbie, and he'll take it in for the lefty layup.
Who likes those left-handed fundamentals when you can try a flush?
We were saying a lot of dunks in the warm-up for the Western line. Hammond was one we didn't see attempt one. Missed three by Zilka. They get the rebound. Pass it out to Barbie. Hammond with another knockaway. Barbie able to retain possession. Gets it down to Turner on the block, and he'll force one up against the trees, and that'll get Turner to the free throw line. It's Owen Turner, the senior for Pinckney, and he has looked to drive a lot, but when he gets down there, he's running into Jones or Harrington. More often than not, he's been looking to pass it away. He misses the first free throw. 53-21, our score currently, with 4:55 still to go in the third quarter.
If you've been listening to us from the beginning, we keep mentioning the size differential, and you're right, Turner driving in there would be like you and I going into a Big Ten lineup.
There's a rebound by Miner, and in to swipe it away is Van Riper, and he turns it up floor for a layup, and now they steal the inbound, too. And Maverick Hammond with a layup. 57-21 now.
It's a helpless feeling for Pinckney coaching staff right now.
Barber fires a triple. It's missed. Anderson can't squeeze it, so Spitzer comes away with the loose ball, and he'll get up to Hammond to bring it up the floor. 57-21 with 4:20 remaining here third quarter. Down to Hammond, manhandling on the baseline. Skips it across. Van Riper opening the corner for three. That's going to miss everything. Rebounded by Spitzer. Loose ball. Now diving and taking it away as Turner gets it away to Zilka. Midcourt looking to get away from Hammond. And Hammond pressuring, going to get a little ticky-tack reach-in call. And that'll be the second team foul. Or is that the first team foul here for the Panthers? No, second. Okay. Second team foul for the Panthers here, second half. Get a substitution, it looks like, for Western to get Isaac Gurnand into the game, junior center. Another guy, another one of the long guys here for the Panthers, coming in probably at about 6'5", I would say.
Yeah, he was putting a little dunk display in warm-ups. Western doesn't tend to go too deep in their lineup, but they had some other good-looking athletes in the layup line.
They're going to have a chance to go deep with a 57-21 lead, 3:40 to play in the third quarter. And Pinckney looking to go deep. Prince Hayes back into the game. Skip pass to Zilka. He'll get a three away just before Van Riper comes to knock it away. An air ball rebounded by the Panthers. Hammond up the floor quickly. Reverse layup for him using that left hand again. 59-21.
We're about to see some reserves from the Western Panthers, I think.
I agree. Turner drives. Good strong drive. Missed it. Rebounded by Harrington. Swiped away by Turner. Prince Hayes coming back up the floor, and his drive is knocked away out of bounds. Last touch, Panthers.
That's a good job by the official, too. Hayes kind of came in there out of control, just looking for some contact, and the official wasn't biting.
Yep. Zilka inbound from the baseline to Turner in the corner. Swings it around the perimeter. Zilka now coming in off the screen. Gets a momentary look at a triple. Leaves it short, though. Turner, another offensive rebound. Gets it out to Prince Hayes. He'll step up and fire for three. Off the heel, up high, and rebounded by Anderson. Another chance for the Pirates. And Sutton Johnston gets in and blocks Prince Hayes' shot attempt. And finally, the Panthers able to clear it away.
Johnston saying, this looks like fun at the block party. I'm joining.
Hammond off the dribble, looking for a back cut. Johnston on the baseline, couldn't find him. Out to Hammond for a triple. And he'll hit another one, making nine threes for Western now in a 62-21 lead. That's a 21-3 run here in the third.
Yeah, and Maverick Hammond is now up to 30, Steve.
And there's a three-pointer for Turner. Can't get it to go. Hammond coming up the floor, gets a screen, doesn't use it. Hands off to Gurnon. He's going to take it off the dribble. Gets into the paint. Into the air. Force that one up a little bit. Gets his own rebound and has it taken away. Prince Hayes coming down quickly. Chase from behind. Clears it out. Open three in the corner. Off the heel. Too high for Sawyer Gorman. Panthers quickly the other way. Van Riper gets a step. Uses the left hand. Won't fall. Gorman will rebound for the Pirates. Zilka's got a baseball pass up to Turner. Getting a step on Jones, has it swatted away.
Jones was just waiting for that to go up that way, and he was timing that. And that's the one. Those are the kind of blocks that get the student section up and riled.
Panthers with a couple of subs. Willis back into the game, as well as Chance Pangborn. Hayes will inbound for the Pirates after the blocked shot. 69 seconds in the running clock here with the 41-point deficit. Hayes from the wing, jab step drive, gets into the double team, passes out for a jump shot. That's going to come off short for Lucas Goodfellow. Western with the ball back in 50 seconds. 62-21. Gernand in the corner. He'll dribble out of there to the top for Pangborn. He fires for three. And that one will rattle off. In for the rebound attempt is Hayes, and we're going to get a foul call against Jones. Not a ton of contact down there, but decided it was necessary.
I think this is our first running clock in basketball this year that we've done a game. Am I correct?
We had one briefly. Maybe you weren't at that game. Zilka into the elbow. He'll pull up from there. That's going to be too short and go out of bounds. And it was blocked, so it stays with the Pirates. And 11 seconds. Will they be able to pass it in before the time runs out?
They got to get going.
6 seconds. 2 seconds. Hayes inbounds. Stepped out on the baseline. They didn't call it. We're going to run out of time. And there we go.
Buzzer.
62-21 after three. All Western in this third quarter. And we'll go to the final set here. 60-second commercial break. And we'll finish it up on WKHM next. Here.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
62-21, running clock here for the fourth quarter. Pangborn gets a screen. Spin move, jumper from the elbow. No, comes off. Johnson had a chance at the offensive rebound. Instead, it's pulled away by Goodfellow. Pirates on the offensive end. Zilka gives up to Hayes, and he knocked down a triple. Prince Hayes. We were wondering, you think if your first name's Prince, did it come for, you know, you named after Prince Rogers Nelson, the purple people eater there, the Purple Rain, the, I don't know all the nicknames for Prince, but we do get a foul away from the ball. It's going to go against Western. 62-24 after the triple by Prince.
So either the artist formerly known as Prince or Prince Fielder.
Right, that's what we were. We were curious. Or just, you know, his dad's name is King. Zilka gets a look at a triple. That goes off front rim, rebounded by Gernon for Western. He's going to put it on the deck and dribble it up. The big man showing his multi-talented skill level. Down to Harrington on the block. Double team comes. They get it out to Willis. 62-24. We're down to 6:38 to play. Pangborn on the wing into the corner for Johnson. Drops it down to Gernon. He'll turn and fade. Halfway down and rolls out. I think Gernon on the floor wants to go and get a bucket. I'd love to see him get a breakaway and show off the elevation. Jump shot out of the corner for Austin is a miss for the Pirates. Harrington running the break. He's going to step in and take the nice power move. Gets it to go, and he'll go to the free throw line. And that foul is going to get called against Lucas Goodfellow for the Pirates. And a 64-24 running clock here down to 6 minutes.
You know, earlier, Steve, we were kind of running down how the Western Panthers were doing their, oh, we got a fan favorite coming in, by the way. The student section going crazy right now.
Is this, they were chanting
Rice
for him, I think.
Yeah, they were saying we want Calvin, and this, he's in. But back to what I was to say, we're talking about the starters and how they're all doing their roles. Let's not forget Eli Harrington, who comes off the bench for Western, and he's giving them tough minutes, knocked, you know, 5 points, a few boards, a steal, some boards, and there you go, add another point to the total.
Bangs that one in, 5:30 to play, and some substitutions, others coming in for Western. We've got Brody Parrott and Andrew Parrott. Parrot bros coming through.
The pair of parrots. Sophomores.
Barbie into the elbow. He'll back it out to the wing. Shot goes up, missed, rebounded. Parrot gets it away to Gernon in the backcourt. Dribbling up the floor. They're real aggressive Pinckney defense. Into the corner, Pangborn for three is going to come up short. That one's going to rebound long to Pangborn, though. Skips it across. There's an open look. Parrott, no good. Rebounded Anderson for the Pirates. And Western pressuring that, going to get called for the reach foul. Out-of-town scoreboard update, 56-29. Hanover Horton leading Vandercook Lake as they head into the fourth quarter over there. So not much of a close one in that game. If you're just joining us, you maybe missed that Napoleon beat East Jackson 50-41 over a 95-9 the Power Cow. Turner from the corner gives it up to Miner. He'll drive from there, spins, backs it out to Barbie. Pump fakes from three deep. Off the dribble, pull up short, and rebounded by Calvin Rice.
Yeah.
Dribbling to the backcourt, gives it up to Gernon. Up the floor to Pangborn. Down to the block for Parrott. He'll back it up to Pangborn on the wing. Parrott in the corner. He'll take a triple. And that's long for Andrew Parrott. Rebounded and put back by Brody Parrott. And 67-24 Western. 3.5 to go. Zilka off the dribble. Missed. Rebound Anderson. Tough rebound in the middle of three guys. Put back, no good. Rebounded by Gernon for the Panthers. Gives it up to Rice. Out of the wing for Pangborn. Takes off baseline. Gets a step into the air. Anderson there to defend. They'll call that a foul and send him to the free throw line. 3:05 to play with the running clock here. 67-24 Western Panthers. All Panthers all game.
Yep. Right now it's just kind of a question of the final score and which one of the bench mob gets a scoring column.
And how long is Pangborn going to nurse these free throws to run that clock down as it continues to tick while he's at the line? Missed the first one.
See, now if you thought there was a chance for, you know, the game, that's good strategy. But, man, when you're in there, you want to get going.
Right. 2.5 now, and the round of substitutions from Pinckney continues to limit their time. Seeing a round of the Pinckney seniors coming out of the game and a nice ovation from the small Pinckney cheering section, but that's the right move for the coach to get those guys out at this point to get at least appreciation for what they did all season and all career here at Pinckney, their last game happening right now.
It's cool to see the emotion, too. That's high school athletics right there. Yeah. When you realize you're playing your last minute, that hits you in a big wave.
There's a drive and a floater from the sophomore. Tried to save it from about 3 feet out of bounds. And they'll say no good for Charlie Austin. Panthers get the ball back inbound to Gernon. We're down to minute 41. No-look pass up to Pangborn. They'll come to double. Gets it away to Parrott. Parrott to Rice on the block. Makes a spin move in deep. And has to back out to Parrott. Swings it around and Gernon on the baseline. Cutting in is Rice, spin move, triple teamed, and I don't know, get the foul call or traveling. No, okay, we will get a whistle through there. 75 seconds, and this one will be over. 67-24, a short appearance for our first game of the postseason.
We need to tell Calvin Rice the student section wants him to shoot it. This is where you don't worry what play is called.
Now Parrott takes it in, tough move, and Andrew can't get that one to fall. Rebounded by Pinckney. 67-24, Prince Hayes coming down the floor. Swing it around into the corner for Noah Newman. Out to the top, and a triple goes up for Gorman. Can't get it to fall. Halfway down, it rolls out. Andrew Parrott in the open court has it swiped away. Prince Hayes cheating up the floor after the steal and can't finish. Hustle back by the Panther defense. We'll get a jump ball, tie up in the air. We'll stay here with Pinckney. That was Lucas Goodfellow in on the rebound.
This is about it.
9 seconds. Gorman quick three. Can't get it. And with 3 seconds, you need to fire. Prince Hayes will shoot it. And partially blocked by Pangborn. That's your final. 67-24. Western came out and played the game they needed to play. Come out against a team you're favorite against them. You expect you should go out and win that game. You got to go out and actually do it. And they came out and did it. They didn't take them lightly. They played hard and got a big W. And they never trailed in this one. It was never even really close. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes on the post game. When we come back, we will wrap things up here from Columbia Central. It's just game one, but it was a big game one. And, yeah, we'll get it wrapped up from here. in a few minutes here on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us, and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game. All of our free throws tonight brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. There weren't that many free throws. There were some, but that second half went by in a flash. It was a 20-point game, and then it was a 40-point game, and before you know it, it was over, and Western just came out and did what they needed to do, and they're ready to move on to a rematch against Michigan Center on Wednesday. But, Brian, let's go ahead and get the numbers from the game really quick.
Well, for Pinckney, we had Charlie Austin with one, Jacob Miner with four, Prince Hayes had three, Owen Zeitel had two, Drake Anderson with four, and leading the way, Xander Barbie with 10.
Yeah, Zilka will be back out of those guys who played most of the minutes tonight. He'll be the lone guy returning for the Pirates. And you can see he's got a little bit of game, but overmatched tonight, Pinckney, from the start, and you could see that. It was pretty, again, this is a long Western team. They didn't have a great year, but they're playing against other schools their size, and they're going to be a factor when it's all said and done here. They're going to have another matchup with Michigan Center, a team that beat them in the regular season. So you've got some film. You got some stuff that you know about them, and you got some stuff to work on here in the next couple days in practice to come out on Wednesday and hopefully have a game plan and a chance to win.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier the center coaching staff was here scouting, and it's funny because I kind of liken this to, is this kind of like the PGA when a golfer that's a pretty good golfer just goes super low and then that's kind of hard to repeat the next time?
Yeah.
Or is this a team that's just on a roll? You know, I guess mm-hmm. we'll find out Wednesday, but I'm sure the Cardinals are hoping that was they did their best right there.
Yeah, but if they scouted, they got out of here pretty quick, so I think what feels different right now, and we'll get the numbers and stuff coming up, but looking ahead to that Michigan Center-Western matchup, what feels different is they really locked down Maverick Hammond in that first game, and that Berkey Pyle, I believe, was the one who took on that matchup largely. And that kind of slowed Western down. It looked like they didn't know where to go for the offense. Fast forward couple months later, and it feels like if you lock down Maverick Hammond, then there's a Van Riper ready to go. There's Jones who's going to be a problem down in the paint. So there are other options that they've cultivated over the last few months to say, well, okay, if you try to take Hammond away, and it's easier said than done, but if you do, then we've got other guys. So I think that's going to be a difference between in this matchup from what we saw the first time.
Yeah, and maybe this isn't fair for me to say because we just haven't seen a lot, but DJ Van Riper seems like one of the most improved kids I've seen from one year to the next.
I didn't say from earlier in the year until now.
Yeah, and maybe he would be here and say, no, I've been this good all the time, you just haven't seen it. And that's very well true, but from what we've seen, that kid is impressive.
Yeah, he had a really nice night tonight, as did Hammond, lived up to the advanced billing or what we know he's capable of. So no shock there. What about, let's get the numbers for the Panthers, and we'll wrap things up here pretty soon.
For the Panthers, we had Cody Spitzer with 1, Sutton Johnson with 4, DJ Van Riper with 16, Justin Jones with 8, Eli Harrington 6, Brody Parrott coming in off the bench with 2, and Maverick Hammond, 30 points tonight with 6 three-pointers.
Yeah, it's Van Riper, we were just talking about him, had 16 points. That's usually putting you in the conversation for player of the game, but we can't say anybody's player of the game except Maverick Hammond with 30 points tonight, putting up a big number and helping the Panthers move on past what could have been a pesky opponent and making it a breeze, and nobody got hurt. You didn't really wear yourselves out, so they can go in there and feel like they're going to face a fresh Michigan Center team, but the Western will be pretty fresh themselves.
Yeah, that Michigan Center team has not played a game since the Spring Arbor game against Hanover, which is over a week ago. So they're going to be about 9 days of rest. Again, we never know whether the rest or rust, which is which. And that center team's already a team where you're not sure who's coming. Yeah. So it's a lot of question marks Wednesday, but the one thing we do believe, we're going to see two good games.
Yeah, I think that's what we talked ourselves into today, thinking about Chelsea and their season this year, and thinking about Columbia Central and some teams that they've beaten. And then you think about Michigan Center and what we just saw at Western. And, yeah, this, I think we're in for a good one with a little bit, some good storylines and some fun on Wednesday night. Doubleheader here at Columbia Central. We did have the last update I got from the other game going on right now on the radio was that all Hanover Horton against Vandercook Lake, and was 56-29 after 3. So that was a pretty lopsided, very similar to this game. And so Hanover Horton ready for that tough matchup with Grass Lake. And so their games tomorrow will be Napoleon and
Lumen
Christie. And then, so it'll be all green in the gym for a little while there. And then they'll change colors and go with blue for Grass Lake or red for Hanover Horton. So they'll be busy over there. Hanover Horton, the home team. That's a tough floor to win on as a road team, even if Hanover Horton's not having their greatest year. We saw them beat Columbia Central over there. That they play well at home, and that gym will be jam-packed with Hanover Horton fans, no doubt about it.
There's a all-time guy named Soper over there that might have something to say about how that district goes down before that week is over there.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see if there's any records he doesn't own by the end of this tournament at Hanover Horton. Great run for Luke Soper, and it's not over yet. Hanover Horton wins tonight, likely wins tonight. I can't imagine the comeback in that one. And those are your two games tomorrow on 95.9 The Power Cow. So that, or Wednesday, rather. Napoleon and Lumen, followed by Hanover Horton and Grass Lake. So a couple pretty good ones there, too. I think Lumen Christie will have plenty for Napoleon, so that's going to be tough for the Pirates to manage. But that other game, Hanover Horton Grass Lake, is going to be a battle, and then Lumen Christie against whoever wins that is going to be another show for you on Friday. Meanwhile, here, no shortage of of fireworks that we expect as we open things up on Wednesday at about 5:15 with a pregame for Michigan Center and Western, and then similar colors on the floor for Chelsea and Columbia Central matching up in game 2 of our doubleheader on Wednesday. But that's going to be fun. Going to be some great individual players, some good team effort. And, Brian, it's exactly what you hope for when we start doing these games. It's late February madness, and we're here for it.
Well, we're so excited, and I kind of look at this week as a meal, and we had a little appetizer tonight. Wednesday is going to be the main course, and then dessert Friday. We all love dessert, so that's what we have to look forward to. Hope all the listeners join us for the ride.
Yeah, we'll be here all week, and then, even more games have come the following week. It's just fun to look ahead and know what we got going on for the next few weeks until everybody's out at the MHSAA postseason tournament here in Division 2 at Columbia Central. I'll say thank you to Athletic Director Ryan Hackworth for getting us set up. Appreciate the help from him. Thank you to Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. And then Columbia Central Schools, Tim Chapel DDS Dentistry, ready for the rest of the week. So we'll wrap it up from here at Columbia Central High School. Thanks to Kiara Rombeyer in the big chair for our executive producer role all week with us as well. For Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Thanks for listening.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.